34 past the hour, Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hi.
It's Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. That's right. Don't be stupid. Listen, Air America feels like thinking. Hey. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that small world. It's actually a large world, isn't it? Yes, it is. So now on the phone, once again, is Planet Bush correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Hey, good morning, Mark. God's got a wok, and he's stir-fried sinner.
Oh, good.
Sizzling.
Yes, that God eats. Oh, yeah. Well, listen, buddy, let's talk about North Korea. Doesn't it frighten you that they might have nuclear weapons?
It's nuclear, Mark,
not really.
You know, come on. North Korea doesn't have real nuclear weapons. They've got Asian nuclear weapons. That tinker toy stuff held together with bamboo shoots and soy sauce.
Come on. Lawton, what are you talking about?
All right, if we go to war, their nuclear missile will go up in the air and probably explode into a chrysanthemum or a panda or something. It'll be like something the Kiwanis Club sets off at a 4th of July barbecue. You know, for all the good it'll do, Kim Jong-il might as well throw stale kimchi at it.
Now, come on.
Here, take that.
No, I think you're underestimating this, okay? What do you think about Kim Jong-il? He's scary, man. Isn't he a scary guy?
Well, okay. Now, normally I like anybody with three names.
Oh.
Billy Ray Cyrus. Rebecca Romijn Stamos,
mm-hmm.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but Kim Jong-il, come on, Mark, you can't take this guy seriously.
Why not?
You can't.
Why?
He's nothing but a whiny little squirt still PO'd because we dropped the nukes on him in World War II.
That was Japan, Lawton.
Well, obviously, I meant the Korean section of Japan.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Mark, come on, stay with me.
What was I thinking?
Stay with me.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know, that Kim Jong-il reminds me an awful lot of Howard Dean.
Wait a minute.
They're both only 4'8".
No.
You know, that's a fact. You give Dean a bad haircut, some square glasses, and a Mao jacket, those two could double date.
Oh, come
on. I'm not even kidding. President Bush should just turn them both over his knee and give them a good spanking.
Come on. Kim Jong-il's got a huge army. He poses a legitimate military threat. You know, Bush won't be able to bully them like he did Iraq. I mean, wake up.
Oh, Mark.
What?
We could wipe out the North Koreans in an afternoon after lunch in a nap.
No, come on.
Even if we have to go to war over there, it's going to be fun. You ever watch MASH?
Yes.
They're always cutting up and peeping at nurses in the shower, and Hawkeye's always making martinis, and Klinger dresses up like a girl. It's like Club Med over there.
Well,
I almost want to go to war.
Come on. First of all, that's a TV program. TV program, all right? Now, second of all, this
is on a lot.
All right, well, that makes it true. You're right. I'm sorry.
Every day, really.
Okay, I understand. So you're right. That's exactly what it's like. This is a catastrophe, Lawton, but you don't seem to be taking it seriously at all.
MASH.
No. I'm talking about the real Korea. North Korea is a catastrophe.
I'm not taking it seriously because Asia's not going to be a real player in the future anyway.
What are you talking about?
They just don't have the discipline, Mark. They got poor organizational skills. No science.
Yeah, my friend.
Have you noticed that?
Listen
no
to me.
Science
Lawton,
in Asia.
Listen, do you understand that you are the only person in the world who believes this? That
no
you are you are completely alone in this understanding you have. Alone. Do you understand? Yes.
I am alone. I'm so alone.
Yes.
Yesterday was Valentine's Day. You know how many Valentines I got?
No, I don't know.
You know how many?
No, how many?
None.
Oh,
zero. Goose egg.
I'm not falling for this.
You're the only one who will talk to me.
I'm not falling for this.
What? This is the loneliest number.
I'm not falling for this.
Badass one.
Come on.
It's the loneliest number.
Take it easy. Take it easy. Please just take it easy.
Would you send me a Valentine? Please? Do I have to beg?
I don't know. Come on.
Do I have to beg? With a little heart?
Oh, God.
A poem?
No.
And a kitten?
No. All right, okay. I'll send you a Valentine. Okay, Lawton? You'll feel better.
So lonely.
You'll feel better if I send you one?
Because
I can't take this crap anymore.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
You know one thing the Koreans have going for them? The Great Wall.
No,
it might be a challenge getting through that.
You can
see that thing from the moon.
China. It's in China, Lawton. China.
The
China.
Korean Great Wall of
China.
Korea.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Lawton. Goodbye.
God loves you. Deal with it.
Okay. Very good. All right.
Wait, did he just say the Great Wall of Korea?
Yes, he did. He's a very smart man, that Lawton Smalls.